Isn't a little cloudy here in Nashville? Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The Nashville area real estate market saw a strong month in April. That's according to the latest figures from Greater Nashville Realtors. Data show sales are up 4% over last year and higher prices for single-family homes. The median price crested $500,000. The supply of housing on the market is also up. There's a 10% increase in the number of active listings compared to last April. Condo sales were roughly flat. Those prices have dipped, making them a more accessible entry point for first-time buyers. Still, though, the median condo sold for $345,000 last month. A movement is underway in Kentucky to put a statewide moratorium on data center construction. Lisa Autry with member station WKYU has more.
Erin Petrie has an insider's perspective on data centers. She spent part of her career with Amazon Web Services, helping make its data centers more sustainable. Petrie, a congressional candidate in central Kentucky, is concerned by what she calls predatory behavior by profit-driven corporations.
Their number one driver of being more sustainable, which means being a better steward of critical resources like energy, water, and critical raw materials, is government regulation.
As more and more counties are approached by data center developers, Petrie says they're left to fend for themselves when it comes to regulation. Legislation was filed in this year's General Assembly to require data centers to cover their own infrastructure costs and prevent rate hikes for local residents, but the measure stalled. Petrie wants an indefinite moratorium on data center construction until state regulations are in place. She's hoping to get legislation filed for the 2027 session. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
WPLN has covered efforts to block data centers here in Tennessee. You can read more about that from Caroline Eggers on WPLN.org. You can also find more local news on the NPR app under Local Headlines.